Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, and welcome to the Carson Anderson program on this last day of July here in 2024, first day post-trade deadline, and not great reviews on what the Tigers did at the trade deadline. I don't hate it, and we'll get into the reasons why. I don't love it either. It feels like they did what they were supposed to do, but in a very grand sense, this was a seller's market, and it doesn't feel like the typical return you would get in a seller's market. There are variables that impacted that without question, but it really doesn't feel like the type of return you would get in a seller's market. But this is all done on paper. And I did something today, Gator, where I went back and I looked at grades that were given out to previous Tiger trades. And good morning, Scott. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thanks, Doug.
I'm getting right into the bulk of the content of the show.
Let's do it. Let's get in there. Let the people know. Hi, I'm Scott. That's Doug. That's Ken behind the glass. You know, Kenny's working on phones. Yeah, Evan's lurking. Let's go.
All right.
LFG.
So... And there are, I mean, if we search far and wide, like you can go, no, you don't have to search far and wide. You go to The Athletic, gives the Tigers A minuses on these trades. And elsewhere, they're getting C's and D's, and it's being called an underwhelming return. And I don't feel like this is a check plus for Scott Harris in this moment of time. The snapshot of time that is right now, this feels like I'm going to go with C work. I think it is. They did what they were supposed to do. They traded their rentals, and I'm happy about that. Last year, they didn't trade one of their rentals. This year, when a deal fell through with the Yankees for Flaherty, which it's being reported that the Yankees were going to be making a trade with the Tigers, or were interested, very interested, and the Tigers were interested in what the Yankees had to. Guess what? The Yankees backed out because of the medicals, according to reports. This year, Harris had a plan B. Last year with Erod, he did not. So I'm going to give it a C, but I caution C's or A's or however you feel today. JV for Daz Cameron, Franklin Perez, and Jake Rogers back in September of 2017, ESPN gave the Tigers an A. They got an A. And in retrospect,
that's a three-pronger.
Do we give a flying you-know-what about that today? About the A they got?
Nope.
On paper, it was called a win for the Tigers to go get those three caliber prospects. And here we are 7 years later, and I think we'd all give it an E in retrospect to move one of the great pitchers in Tiger history for essentially, you know, a catcher. Jake Rogers is what he is. David Price for Daniel Norris, Matt Boyd, and Jairo Laborte. Remember that trade?
I remember Jairo Laborte. Guy could not throw a strike.
The Detroit Tigers got a B-plus for that. Mostly inconsequential in the grand scheme of things. The on-paper part of this trade, I would not give an A. But trades are should be judged on what happens on the field. And Scott Harris, honestly, his legacy isn't did he get an A by the experts on the days he made trades. His legacy is, does Theron Lorenzano or Montevello, the pitcher, or Eric Silva, the pitcher, or Trey Sweeney, the shortstop, do these guys help the Tigers win? And right now, it feels like the probability of that is low, given what these players are ranked. But at the end of the day, the judgment that we want to do right now, and we all want to do it, including me, and I'm doing it, I'm giving him a C, is inconsequential to what actually happens on the field.
I understand all that. I think when you start, the problem is none of us are scouts, right? We're not out there literally scouting players, charting pitches, and ranking on the 20 to 80 scouting scale of the five tools and all that. What we're doing at best is we're looking at statistics and trying to cobble together what that means, maybe going back, maybe even doing deeper dives, looking at individual game logs and looking at trends and stuff like that. Maybe
do you know how many Larrazano at bats I watched last night?
I'm just saying, yep. this is what people do. So they look at stats and then they compare it against others. I think what set people off on the wrong foot really was when you saw what Houston got in return.
Mm-hmm.
Or I should say what Houston gave up to Toronto in return for a Kikuchi, who's a far lesser pitcher than Jack Flaherty. And at the time, people got, oh, that's a lot they got. I'm excited. What are they going to get for Flaherty? Right? That's what people were saying. What are they going to get for Flaherty?
Yep.
And then they take Jack Flaherty out of the starting lineup on Monday night. And, ooh, well, that must mean something's afoot. Something's afoot. Well, apparently something was afoot. The Yankees were interested, and they had a deal. And then the Yankees reportedly backed out because of medical concerns. When, okay, can I understand that? Yeah, I can understand that. Jack Flaherty just had a couple injections, even though he's made 3 starts since then, and he's looked awfully good at that since he's come back. But, you know, if you're the Yankees and you're talking about parting with one of your better prospects, then you're probably going to say no. And they did. So he had a plan B. He learned from last year, got the plan B. But again, depending on what reports you look at, it didn't seem like that the plan, this is more like a plan C. Like they tried to get a plan B and then the Dodgers backed out. And I'm not sure how that all worked out. And, you know, the only people that really know are Scott Harris and the GM of the Dodgers of what really went down. But in the end, when you get the players back and then you start comparing the players the Tigers got back in that deal with the players that Toronto got back in their deal, just by numbers, statistically, it's underwhelming because it looks like Toronto's players they got back were better. But players are playing in different leagues in the minor leagues. Scouts rate different players differently. I don't know what to think. I, again, this is, and I'm glad you brought up with the trade, with the Verlander trade, that it yielded a trade grade from people. And of course, in reality, it's yielded nothing. So we're not going to know for a while.
We're going to do the thing we do, which is evaluate it in the here and the now and acknowledge that our evaluations are go up in thin air the moment they're done, because what matters is what happens on the field.
Right. And take this for what it's worth. Again, it's more rankings and stuff like that. But the 4 players that the Tigers got yesterday, at least the 2 players they got in the Chafin deal, and the 2 players that they got, or maybe it's 1 player in the Chafin deal and then the Canna deal, and then the 2 players they got in the Dodgers deal, they have 4 new additions to their top 30 in MLB pipeline. And it's actually 4 new additions in the top 25 is where these players go in. Silva checks in at 25, Sweeney checks in at 24, Montalvo checks in at 20, and in at number 5 is Theron Lorenzo. So
here's the thing about Lorenzo, and I want to bring this up and then get phone calls and feedback at 248-539-9797. It's kind of a unique situation in that he was most recently playing with the Great Lakes Loons, which means there's somebody out there that's seen him play.
Oh, yeah.
We got somebody that's gone to a Loons game up there in Midland to see the Dodgers Class A affiliate that's up there.
We should talk to Dan Hasty.
Well, he does West Michigan Whitecaps.
Well, you know who plays the West Michigan Whitecaps.
Did they play him?
I think they're in the same league.
Are they? I thought one was high A and the one was low A. But whatever. If they do,
both
then
high A.
Are they? Okay. 248-539-9797. Somebody out there seen Lorenzo. Now, I don't know if you paid any attention. I mean, when you go watch those teams, are you really zoned in on prospects? But if anybody has, look forward to it. Now, I do have suspicions about what went wrong to not have more enthusiasm about these trade deadlines and these deals that were made. And we will get to that coming up today at 10:20, plus your phone calls and feedback. While we are saying it doesn't matter what the grades are on paper, what matters are what are the grades on grass. But at the end of the day, we're not going to shy away from what feels like a disappointing day, and we're not going to encourage you to do so either. And maybe some people out there actually are stoked. I mean, it's not all doom and gloom. I mean, the Athletic actually like the moves that the Tigers made. 248-539-9797. Phone calls, feedback. Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.